FM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden addressing the nation, saying he loves his job, but he loves his country more. And that's why he decided to forego his reelection campaign.
It's been the honor of my life to serve as your president. But in the defense of democracy, which is at stake, I think it's more important than any title.
ABC's Rick Klein was in the Oval Office when the speech was delivered.
Inside the room, it was emotional and intimate. Family members dialed in intensely to what the president was saying, because to them, the president isn't the president. He's their father or their grandfather or their husband. And it was powerful to watch their reaction.
Donald Trump called the speech barely understandable. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will meet separately with both President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris today. Tomorrow, he will fly to Mar-a-Lago to meet with Donald Trump. Andy Murray has pulled out of the Olympics, citing continued injuries. Murray has twice won the gold medal in tennis at the Games. This is ABC News. All eyes on this morning's gross domestic product report after yesterday's big plunge in stocks.
Big tech led the sell-off, which ended with the worst day for Wall Street since 2022. The NASDAQ was hit the hardest, falling more than 3%.
I think this is the typical volatility that we're used to seeing. We haven't seen much of it this year.
Art Hogan, chief market strategist at B. Riley Wealth, isn't worried.
I think the fundamentals behind the economy and the market likely will provide for a recovery here.
And he thinks the Federal Reserve will cut rates come September. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Park rangers in Death Valley renew their warnings for visitors to be prepared for intense conditions after a Belgian tourist had to be airlifted out of the park. The man suffered third-degree burns to his feet when he lost his flip-flops in the sand while walking in the 123-degree heat. Boeing and the Department of Justice have finalized a plea deal for the plane maker to plead guilty to conspiracy to defraud the United States with regard to its 737 MAX jets. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for child care by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
At Uline, they know going the extra mile takes hard work. For companies pushing to go further, Uline will go the distance with you. 24/7, they answer the phone to get you the shipping and industrial supplies you need. Business can move fast. Unexpected large orders, adverse weather, new safety guidelines, and changing economic trends. Uline works hard keeping 41,000 items ready to ship, minimizing detours on your way to the extra mile. Visit uline.com.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Last we knew, an armed and dangerous man was still on the loose in the Baraboo area. Savannah Tome Olson reports.
It started with an attempted traffic stop. That led to a chase, stop sticks, then a crash. Baraboo police say the man started shooting at them, then ran into the woods. One deputy has a minor injury. There was a shelter-in-place order that's since been lifted. The suspect is 32-year-old Jeffrey Edward Miller, with brown, short, or shaved hair and a medium-length beard with tattoos on his face. If you see him, call 911.
Savannah Tome Olson reporting. A safety reminder for ATV and UTV riders. 20 people have died in recreational vehicle crashes in Wisconsin this year. Last year, 95% of fatal crash victims were not wearing a helmet. Wardens say remember to wear safety equipment. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Another Brewers win at Wrigley. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and Cubs with another back-and-forth battle, tied at 2 apiece in the ninth. William Contreras comes up with a double to center field, driving in the winning run. 3-2 the final in favor of Milwaukee. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Offensively, we didn't execute. What I loved is William had two poor at-bats, and then he came back with three crucial at-bats.
College football, Wisconsin Athletic Director Chris McIntosh tells the camp at Big Ten Media Day he's considering a 25th anniversary ceremony to honor the 1999 Badgers football team, and says it's time to recognize Ron Dayne as the greatest rushing running back in NCAA history.
That issue is obviously a very personal issue to me, but it's also one that's very much aligned in the role that I hold today and to our fan base and to our program. I don't understand the methodology or the thinking behind it. I think it's a fair thing for our program to take the position that he's the all-time NCAA rushing leader.
That's Wisconsin's Chris McIntosh. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
A pretty nice day today, but it is going to gradually get warmer and more humid as we head into the weekend. Today, mostly sunny, high of 80 this afternoon. A fairly light breeze out of the southeast today. Tonight, clear 57. Tomorrow, sunny 81. The weekend, mostly sunny, humid, with highs in the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll take a look back at President Biden's address to the nation and your phone calls as well. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Albaugh Show.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
Do you know what this means?
Wouldn't you like to know, weather boy?
You're pretty high and far out, aren't you? What kind of kick are you on, son?
No good bastard. Your show sucks.
What made me think this was a good day to stop drinking?
Buddy, you want coffee?
Coffee.
Lacked coffee.
Coffee.
They warned us about people like you!
What a load of crap.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
We'll do it live!
And that's the way it is.
Only on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Take it away, boys.
Okay, we'll take it. Do something with it.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. The John and Gordy Show. We're just laughing because CNN had a graphic up underneath Trump's face saying, "No more Mr. Nice Guy." He's taking the gloves off now.
Right, he's always been Mr. Nice Guy, huh? It says here Trump doubles down on divisive rhetoric after North Carolina rally. Wow.
Oh, boy.
Really, is he?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to hear the new stuff.
Yeah.
He's got
new material.
New material. He's trying out.
Been working with his comedy writers and coming up with stuff.
I can't wait to hear what's more negative than what he's already talked about.
Exactly, yeah. 7 minutes past the hour, and we're now at 62 degrees. High's about 78 today. A little fog here and there this morning, but it's looking bright and sunny downtown Madison. And sunshine, again, upper 70s. This portion of the John and Gordy Show, sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger. On a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's east side or west side or online at verlo.com.
All right. Okay. Now we're going to get to J.D. Vance's Gotta Have Children
that's
platform.
That's his speech. Huh?
Oh, it's crazy stuff. Yeah. But I want to get to Kamala, as Trump pronounces
it. Kamala.
I know. Well, you know what? this is him getting really down and dirty here.
Kamala.
Kamala. That's how he's saying her name. You think maybe this is like a sixth grade level sense of humor.
I think you're giving him a lot of credit
there.
More like fourth grader.
Oh, my gosh. This is just insane. Not getting the name right. Just thinking that's clever.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Anyway.
Yeah.
Kamala had a few comments, Milwaukee, and I just wanted to play them.
Yeah.
I know they've been played ad nauseum, but I'm going to play them anyway for the record, Gordy.
Is it?
We put them in our archives.
It is important to archive this stuff,
That's true. We have a big warehouse of old John and Gordy stuff.
Oh, boy, is it
the
big.
Souvenirs.
Yeah, we can go all the way back to 85 or 6.
My favorite failed idea was the John and Gordy dartboard.
The John or Gordy dartboard.
Yeah, I didn't think that worked out real well. But a lot of people that hated us bought it, and we tapped into that market.
We did. I forgot all about that. Yeah. That was a hot item for a while.
It's a big warehouse, just like in the Indiana Jones movie. Big forklifts taking our stuff.
Yeah, it's out in Sun Prairie and the cornfield.
It's still out there.
It is.
I understand they plowed it under. They'll unearth it in the next Idiocracy.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, man. So anyway, Kamala, you know, she had a great speech. And Kamala, right away, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Right?
Well, yeah. So Kamala had this great speech.
Yeah?
And she had her, I think she coined the phrase that she's going to use for her campaign in this particular part of the speech that she gave. And so let's play. It's cut 113. And, you know, it was so clear that was going to be the line. The audience picked up on it right away.
Yeah?
The catchphrase.
Okay.
Yeah, let's hear it.
But Donald Trump wants to take our country backward. He and his extreme Project 2025 agenda will weaken the middle class. Like, we know we got to take this seriously. Can you believe they put that thing in writing? Read it. It's 900 pages. But here's the thing. When you read it, you will see Donald Trump intends to cut Social Security and Medicare. He intends to give tax breaks to billionaires and big corporations and make working families foot the bill. They intend to end the Affordable Care Act and take us back then to a time when insurance companies had the power to deny people with pre-existing conditions. Remember what that was like?
It's like a sound effect, isn't it?
Yeah, I know.
Children with asthma? Women who survived breast cancer, grandparents with diabetes. America has tried these failed economic policies before.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But we are not going back.
There it is.
That's it. We are not going back.
We are not going back.
We are not going back.
And I don't know.
Not going back.
I don't know if they decided. Well, if you listen to this, it's a madhouse, right?
It is. Yeah, they went nuts. Not going back.
Not going back.
And I'll tell you why we're not going back. Because ours is a fight for the future.
Okay. And it's not Idiocracy.
And it is a fight for freedom.
Okay. Not going back. And that...
Kamala is, you know, telling it like it is, right?
Yeah, right.
Somebody said, I'm not saying it right here.
Yeah, he's not saying it right on purpose, because that's how Trump says it.
Yeah,
right.
That's right.
Kamala Harris is how you say it.
It's Kamala, yeah.
Okay.
Kamala is how Trump is saying it.
Is the way Trump is saying
it. Minocqua Brewing Company has a beer called, it's Kamala something, but it's... It's not spelled like her name. It's a comma, like the punctuation mark, and L-A, comma, la.
Ah,
okay.
I like it.
That's pretty clever. We got to get that guy on the show one of these days.
Check it out.
But anyway, that's the catchphrase. We're not going back.
Mm-hmm.
And they do want to go back to the 60s. Glenn Grothman mentioned that
point
blank. So we know that's the intent.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We've got Mark on the line.
Mark.
Welcome to the morning show here, Mark.
Good morning, Mark.
Well, maybe it's not the 1860s, maybe it's the 1660s.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah.
because what I drew from reading the Sarah Vowell's books, Wordy Shipmates, Harvard University was actually set up because they were the leaders were actually kind of worried that people were thinking not getting an orthodox enough education on how the Bible should actually be interpreted. That because they were having, you know, these rabble-rousers like Ann Hutchinson and Roger Williams were actually, you know, thinking a little bit differently than the actual leadership wanted to think. I mean, Ann got driven out of the colony, and Roger Williams got driven out as well. And the problem with Roger Williams is they didn't like the fact that he actually thought we should actually be paying the Indians for the land we were taking from them.
Right.
That was another beef they had against him, that... So it's just, things had just have not really changed all that much, but they just want, you know, it's the powers that be that want, you know, they see their power slipping away.
Yeah.
And the Puritans didn't like democracy at all. They considered it the most evil form of government because they didn't find it in the Bible.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, and that's why they want to adopt the Bible, National Christian Movement. They want to adopt the Bible so they can preempt everything in the Constitution and all laws that we have in this country. Because God's law is the law.
Is the law.
It's above all laws. Mm. All right.
In their minds, yeah.
And unfortunately, they don't recognize the fact that even in the Old Testament, there's all kinds of dietary restrictions were actually based, you know, for... Some of them were actually based for health reasons, and I just imagine the amount of food poisonings and that kind of, and drug poisonings will happen if they get rid of the FDA and that the other regulatory agencies.
Yep, a rule not to mix your cloths. You can't wear the different cloths at the same time.
The
great comedy bits from John Fugel saying on
different
that.
Different fabrics.
Yeah, different fabrics. Yes. You know, the foods. That if you really are a Christian and you're really going to live the Old Testament,
right.
Then why are you doing this and why aren't you doing that?
Yeah,
and, yeah, it's a great bit. And he's writing a book. He's got a great book coming out.
Yeah,
in the not-too-distant future, so we hope to check that out and have him on the show sometime.
Yeah, that'd be great.
You can hear him, obviously, on Stephanie Miller.
Yes.
And he's fantastic. He really is.
Mark, thank you for your call.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, brothers.
All right. You take care. 608-879-8255. You can call us or text us there.
And I like this. I like this promise from Kamala, you know, being a former
prosecutor. Attorney General.
Let's play Cut 112.
And, before I was elected United States Senator, I was elected Attorney General of the state of California, and I was a courtroom prosecutor before then. And in those roles, I took on perpetrators of all kinds. Predators who abused women. Fraudsters who ripped off consumers. Cheaters who broke the rules for their own gain. So hear me when I say, I know Donald Trump's type.
That's it. She knows the type. She's seen it before.
Yeah. Yeah. And it'll be interesting in a debate.
Yes.
Right? Because she's going to point that out.
Yeah.
Well, I've heard that in the courtroom before.
Yeah. Well, and they've said they're going to debate maybe several times. Yeah. That's what Trump said.
What hallucinogen was that audience on?
They're responding to everything.
I don't think I've ever heard an audience like that before in my entire life.
Yeah, they're into it.
They were the exact sound effects I would have put in if I had the sound effect library there with me.
You'd put those instant reactions
in? Didn't they have to move it like to a larger venue because there were so many people who wanted to come see her?
Right.
They moved it to like a high school auditorium or something.
Right,
like
West Dallas.
Yeah, it's much bigger. Yeah, no doubt.
So, but you got a big thank you there. We all should all show respect to her by pronouncing her name correctly. And thank you, Sam.
Yeah. Okay.
Was I saying it wrong?
No, you were saying it wrong on purpose, though. Yes. You were pointing it out that Kamala or
Donald Trump Kamala. Is saying it that way to make fun of her.
Yeah. And J.D. Vance.
We're saying that that's a playground thing. the guy is not a smart person.
Mm-hmm. It's 18 minutes past 7 and 62 degrees coming up. We're going to get the latest on the weather. From Brittany Merlot, who is up in Oshkosh at the EAA. That's coming up on the John and Gordy Show.
Listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
The president ends his re-election campaign.
And the civic media team led by Todd Albaugh and Terry Bell brings you the breaking news.
After days, if not weeks, of advice to pull out of his re-election campaign.
President Biden releasing this letter, quote, "I believe it is in the best interest for me to stand down."
Real news and great conversation.
You can count on it on your local civic media radio station and on the civic media app.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Dig.
It's a mad pad. Mad Radio, WMDX. 92.7 FM, 1580 AM on your car radio dial. And also on the Civic Media app, text us and give us a call one way or another. We'll get to it. We'll talk about you, okay? And that's what we're talking about here on this program, The Family Show.
It is 7:20, and Brittany Merlot is standing by in Oshkosh this morning at the EAA. Looks like there's a lot of activity there behind you. Good morning, Brittany. How you doing?
It's early.
Mm-hmm. Good morning.
Froze up.
Uh-oh.
Here we had this great connection and everything.
Brittany, if you can hear us, your signal.
Did we lose it?
We passed. Well, she's still here. Oh, just a little slow. Maybe it's the umbrella going up, the umbrella behind her.
Somebody just put it up.
They're listening.
I think we have you back now, Brittany. Go ahead.
Do you have me back? Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
It must have been the umbrella. What the heck?
It was blocking the signal.
Yeah.
So how are things going up there in Oshkosh, Bagosh?
Oh, boy.
Snowbirds just came in yesterday. The Blue Angels buzzed up.
Okay, Snowbirds.
Oh, no. We must have passed our tech troubles from yesterday on to her.
Oh, no. We were talking just fine off the air.
No, she's...
Here she is.
All right. One more time. Brittany, we have you back.
Closer.
All right, okay. Closer.
All right, can you hear me?
Yep.
Yes.
Yesterday was awesome. The Blue Angels buzzed by. It was just one Passover. It was awesome to see. Also, the Canadian Snowbirds were in.
Okay.
You know, I want to hear about the air show and everything, but you're having trouble. We're here. You're freezing up on.
What
this
if we just make
air.
Airplane noises in the background to kill time?
You know what I really want to know, Brittany, is are you staying at Osh Vegas, and are they having a good time over there across the street?
I have not visited Osh Vegas, but it is packed to the brim, and they look like they're having a blast.
Excellent. Super.
Well, are you camping up there?
Are you camping?
We know you're a real outdoors person.
Yeah.
Yes. So I am at Camp Scholler, which is the EAA campgrounds. It is massive, and they are sold out. So here's the story. There was lines and lines of campers all along the roads, blocking the roads. They shut it down because they sold out, and they were gridlocked inside. So it's been a little bit of a mess. A lot of people here, I'm pretty sure there's going to be record numbers from this year for both campers, people attending. It has been quite an event. Very, very busy.
I know that there's a lot of parking around there, but if there's this kind of congestion, even with the amount of parking and all the places to stay, and this is crazy. What are they going to do?
Okay.
Ow.
And Brittany, thank you. We're going to have to move along here, or we can get her back by phone, but I don't think we have time now. So.
At least it froze on a nice frame of her smiling.
Yes,
that's it. Very good shot.
She looks very pleasant, and it looks like a beautiful day there. So that's Brittany Merlot, our civic media meteorologist, and we'll check in with her tomorrow, too, because I know they have a lot of events going on all through the weekend, I believe.
That's right.
Brittany Merlot, thanks.
All right.
Okay.
Let's get to the J.D. Vance thing. This guy was a bad, bad pick. It was kind of a forced on him, like maybe he shouldn't have been the vice presidential pick, right?
Well, and
now you mentioned Elon Musk had something.
Yeah, Wall Street Journal was reporting that Elon Musk had offered Donald Trump $45 million a month all the way through the election cycle if he would select J.D. Vance. Mm. That was the story from the Wall Street Journal.
Anything for money.
Yeah. And now Elon Musk is denying that story. And he said, no, I said it, but I didn't really mean it. Or, you know, he's tap dancing around it. And now Donald Trump did make that pick of J.D. Vance. And you would just have to wonder, did he do it because Elon Musk said that?
He's not a great speaker. You know, he does say what Republicans say when they're in the House. He's good at that, conveying that message. But he isn't out there energizing voters. And that's the big problem that that Trump is now experiencing, and that's too bad.
Yeah.
But the message that he has is he's taking shots now at the Democrats for not having children. I don't know. I'm not quite sure where he got that impression, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. I know I have too myself. Well, what do you say about that?
Sam, what do you got for us?
I'm trying to tell Gordy that I don't have this clip.
Oh, I couldn't read your lips.
You must have accidentally sent me the same numbered clip from last month. I have 124, which is a continuation of this story. If you want to send me the first one quick, I can play 124.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that's no problem. Yeah, I'll send that to you.
All right.
In the meantime, what is clip 124?
Yeah, 124 is, let's see here, that is,
Kids in Voting.
Yes, Kids
J.D. Vance.
In Voting. Let's play that because, I mean, that's the bottom line. The punchline.
They want more kids because they want more voters.
What they want to do is they want to encourage families. So by encouraging families with kids, they get extra votes.
Okay.
Let's try this. Votes to all children in this country, but let's give control over those votes to the parents of those children. When you go to the polls in this country as a parent, you should have more power, you should have more of an ability to speak your voice in our democratic republic than people who don't have kids. Let's face the consequences and the reality. If you don't have as much of an investment in the future of this country, maybe you shouldn't get nearly the same voice. Now,
there you go.
Mm-hmm.
See?
That's it.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah. What is he talking about?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
It's crazy time.
Yeah, and my mega friend in Milwaukee has no kids. So he just has that one vote. Yeah. Isn't it amazing? Now you only just have your vote.
Yeah.
It's not accentuated by having kids, and you get a little extra nudge there.
You know what this sounds shockingly similar to?
What's
that? Three-fifths clause that was originally in the Constitution.
Sure.
Where slaveholders were they counted slaves as three-fifths of the person for the census.
Right.
So that the South would basically get more representation in Congress, even though they were only getting it for the slaves who could not vote.
Right, yeah. Right. Yeah. That just sounds just like that.
It does.
Actually.
Again, we're going back in time.
All right. Now, this is, we do have that cut. I send it to you, and it's journalist Jacqueline Sweet reported this bizarre head-scratching accusation. Here is J.D. Vance in 2021 calling the modern Democratic Party a childless cobble, citing Kamala Harris and Pete Buttigieg as childless leaders on Sebastian Gorka's Rumble show. Well, I watched
Sebastian,
that. Check it out.
Okay. If you think about the modern Democrat Party, not the older guys, the Clintons, the Bernie Sanders, the Joe Bidens, but think about Kamala Harris, Pete Buttigieg, AOC, all of these people. It's like a party where the next generation of leaders, none of them have kids, right? And look, like I understand some people don't have kids. There are health reasons. There are other reasons people don't have kids. But the entire Democrat Party is like this childless cabal of people who don't really care about the future. And when you call that out, they get so alienated and they get so angry at you that they just start throwing words like racist around. And I think that's what's really going on.
Unbelievable. We get angry because it's such a stupid comment.
that's really more like it. Yeah.
Really, really dumb. Boy, yeah. And they do have children, by the way.
Do they?
Adopted.
That's right. Yeah. Pete Buttigieg.
Sure.
Chasten. Yeah, they have two little ones. It's 729 and 62 degrees. More of the John and Gordy Show coming up.
Let the sun shine. It's the John and Gordy Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
If you feel like you've been getting bit by mosquitoes more than last year, you're not alone. I'm Stephanie Hoff with the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Thursday. The recent heavy rains across Wisconsin have heightened mosquito pressure in many areas of the state, particularly in regions like the Driftless area and the North Woods. State entomologist PJ Leash gives us some insight.
Yeah, well, the rain certainly has had an impact on our mosquitoes, and in many parts of the state, there is pretty high mosquito pressure out there. I have been getting reports from around Wisconsin, and especially some areas such as the western part of the state, the Driftless area where there's more woods, and also the North Woods. Those parts of the state in particular seem to have really high mosquito pressure. The North Woods isn't too surprising with all the water. We always seem to have mosquitoes up there. But again, southwestern Wisconsin, some surprisingly high pressure there.
PJ Leash is Wisconsin's state entomologist. He's also known as the Bug Guy. We'll take a look at more agribusiness news in 60 seconds.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Dan Sheps?
Harv Extra has been very consistent on our test results from first crop through fourth crop. The higher quality has allowed us to feed more alfalfa haylage in our diet, and cows are able to have a higher intake with a higher quality forage.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Riley Lepenka?
Making hay has changed so much now with Harv Extra alfalfa. You don't have to be tied down to a certain cutting window. That saves us a lot of headache, a lot of cost, wear and tear on machinery, you name it. I don't see any farm that it wouldn't work. Any kind of operation, if you have 10 cows, 10,000, it doesn't matter.
What does life on the cutting edge mean for alfalfa growers? Flexibility, yield, or quality? Harv Extra alfalfa with Roundup Ready technology gives you an extra edge every time you harvest. Hear grower stories at harvextra.com.
I'm Stephanie Hoff, back with a look at your agribusiness news on a Thursday. You could be the one to sing the national anthem to kick off CattleCon 2025 in San Antonio, Texas. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association is looking for the next singing sensation to open the convention with the Star Spangled Banner in early February. The association is accepting entries through October 15th. Just visit convention.ncba.org. After a 10-year hiatus, Grassworks has reopened its grazing school. Director Laura Payne says that the school is intended to give people a hands-on experience in livestock grazing. The first session is August 9th and 10th in Marshfield. Another is scheduled in late September in Lancaster. There are still spots open. You can find the details at MidwestFarmReport.com. And for the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
A pretty nice day today, but it is going to gradually get warmer and more humid as we head into the weekend. Today, mostly sunny, high of 80 this afternoon, a fairly light breeze out of the southeast today. Tonight, clear 57, tomorrow, sunny 81. The weekend, mostly sunny, humid, with highs in the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Are your taste buds bored? Awaken those tired senses with a culinary treat at La Pollera Colombiana in Madison. La Pollera Colombiana's delicious, authentic cuisine is like taking a food journey through Colombia. There's a dance of flavors in every bite. Open Sunday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday, 9 a.m. till midnight. La Pollera Colombiana, 3579 East Washington Avenue in Madison. Your taste buds will thank you. La Pollera Colombiana.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We'll rehash Joe Biden's speech to the nation, and we'll see if Crudy can hold his good mood all the way to the weekend. Devils.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 3 to 6.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Moonshine Light, the new low-calorie illegal whiskey for people who are looking for an easy way to lose excess pounds and their livers.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. The John and Gordy Family Show, and we're hoping we're having a very good time. Just text us, call us, yeah. You know, we're taking just... all of it.
Watching people go by on State Street here, yeah. From high above, and this time of day, we see a lot of people just kind of meandering. Yeah. They're not in a hurry. They're just kind of strolling the street.
These are the people that are down here constantly.
They're kind of regulars.
All the time. It's, it's the character that that everybody knows at State Street.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Beautiful day. Yeah. Sunshine here and highs in the upper 70s right now, 62 degrees.
I spent like 2 hours yesterday.
Yeah.
Probably would have gotten all the cuts sent to you the right way.
Why would I
not spent 8 years on the phone, actually on my computer in chat, I was trying to get, I got a new phone. I got an updated phone. I had a Samsung Fold 4. Now I'm up to the Samsung Fold 6. Wow. I skipped the 5. And you get a great trade-in value, and that's why I did it. But
you like the Fold phone.
But it's the transition over to the new phone. Some things don't transition, and that is like my charge cards. Now, I have my charge cards on the phone because I can use the my watch and the phone to just charge things by tapping it
right
at the counter.
But that's not working, or
that I don't have the cards in this new phone yet. And Google is very strict about all this stuff.
Sure.
And so they kept on trying to contact my old phone in order to verify the credit cards.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm
and that's a problem?
I don't have the old phone, and I'm not trying to put the credit cards on the old phone that had the cards already. And I spent 2 hours just talking to this guy, and I had to make a copy of my driver's license and fill out their form and then upload it into their form and then send it to them. And I mean, just like, you know, it's a nightmare. What they did was they suspended my account with Google Play. I couldn't buy apps. I couldn't do anything. I couldn't buy anything.
Yeah.
So I had to definitely take care of this. Now I don't know if it's still going to work when I try it again after they unsuspend me.
Well, John, why do you like all the Google, all the gadgets,
John,
and gizmos?
What happened to the days when a phone was a phone?
Exactly. Thank you, Sam. That's all it should be.
I'm so embarrassed by you guys.
Should be just a phone and a camera.
No.
What else do you need?
No. Oh, my God.
I mean, email.
I do use my phone for a ton of different things. But
okay, good.
I don't know. I just haven't had the issue that you have if I got a new phone with trying to transfer things, being on tech support all the time.
Do you have your credit cards on your phone at all?
No, I don't. That's probably why I haven't had so much trouble.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well,
I think that's dangerous.
It's a convenience.
I mean, it's convenience, but you know, what if you lose your phone and somebody can hack into it?
Because your phone is locked.
If you're buying something online, just type in the number every time. It's not that hard.
What?
If you're buying something online on your phone, if it's not like saved to an account, like if you're buying something through Amazon, you usually save your cards there. But if you're buying something somewhere else, just type in the number.
Your credit card number. Okay. Okay. Take a breath.
Sounds like I want to spend the rest of my life typing my my charge card number into.
Well, how much stuff do you buy? Jeez.
A lot.
All the time.
Come on. Yeah. Every day is Christmas at the Peterson house.
Is that why your family doesn't care that much about holidays? Because every day is a holiday.
Exactly. You got it. Yes.
And that's why the boys are still.
I'll bring that up to my wife.
The boys are still living in the basement because they know dad's picking up the charge on the next computer piece that they need. Another printer. Hey, just get one of dad's cards.
Well, you know, it's funny. The kids do have savings account and they do have some money in those savings accounts.
Well, good.
And we just, we took out some CDs for them at the credit union. Now, here's the thing. My son went out yesterday and he went to Target.
Yeah.
And he bought, I can't believe this, but he bought this like $150 Lego set of Spider-Man's mask.
What?
All right. So.
What?
Yeah, he's crazy.
$150.
Ever since we got the Spider-Man onesie for him, he's been Peter Parker Spider-Man since then.
When did you get a onesie for him?
Huh?
When did you get a onesie for him?
When he was a baby.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's what I thought, but that's a long time ago.
Well, get this. I have a onesie for an adult. They got it for me as a gift for Christmas. So I have this giant Spider-Man outfit onesie
I
can wear to bed if I want.
You've sent me pictures, and
Halloween this year, because that's going to be right around the 1 year anniversary of the show. For Halloween this year, I think we should all come dressed in costumes.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I'll mark that on the calendar, and we'll try to remember that. But so you sent me pictures
of Comic-Con.
Yes, and all four of you were dressed up. You and Ann and both the boys.
And because I wasn't prepared, I wore the Spider-Man pajama onesie to this event.
It looked kind of baggy on you, too. It wasn't a good look.
The costume should be, you know, skin tight.
Yes, it was not.
No, it was not.
We ought to put that on Facebook. Find that.
Yeah.
If we
ever tried to put anything on Facebook, we're really bad at this.
We've got to do that. Hey, Atwood Fest is this weekend. 30 great bands, 3 music stages. We're going to be there with the Civic Media Truth Booth. That's where you can stop by and speak your truth. You can offer some opinions or editorial comments and whatever you want. We'll be emceeing the Sugar Maple stage Saturday and Sunday. And all those conversations, by the way, that we have you do at the Truth Booth, you can record your stories and interviews and what you have to tell us. Those wind up on our website at civicmedia.us. Some of the best ones might even make it on the air. It's Atwood Fest, Saturday, Sunday, 2000 block of Atwood Avenue, Madison, 3 stages, 30 bands, lots of great food and vendors. Atwoodfest.com/#music. And that's the place to go. Tomorrow, we'll be talking with Rocker, and he'll give us the latest on what's going on at Atwood Fest.
I just want to respond to Lynn, who texted us. She says, most of these accounts do offer recovery codes.
Yeah.
And we're talking about my charge cards going to my new phone, and then he suspended my account because they couldn't verify who I was.
Yes.
And that's crazy. You know, I already had an account with Google. Yeah. In fact, and it works. I purchased some apps just recently. So everything was on the up and up. All of a sudden, they wouldn't take my credit cards. And it's true, they do have recovery codes and they, a double way of checking to see if it's you.
Sure.
But they were trying to contact my old phone, which I sent in already as a trade-in. So.
Well, but didn't you keep the phone number? Wouldn't it still contact you or no?
No.
It wouldn't do that just because of the security.
It does register,
the serial number or whatever.
Yep. So,
hey, Dick is on the phone line this morning. Let's see what's on his mind. Good morning, Dick.
Well, it has to do with phones. My older brother, he constantly, nothing but texts. And I go, Bob, you know, you want to talk about this stuff? I'm mobile sometimes. I'm in the car. I can't be texting. And he'll go on and on and on about it.
Yeah.
Oh, you need to do this more. And I go, look, do you agree that you lose a little something in the conversation when you're texting?
Yes.
Well, yeah. Yes. But, so then I go, Bob, let me ask you this. If Abraham Lincoln during the Civil War could have spoke to his generals on the phone as opposed to telegraph back and forth, do you think he would have went that route? or would he have been texting him or talking to him via the telegram? And he's I said, gosh, you're the one, you're 6 years older than me, you know everything, you always told me you did.
Good point, Dan.
Yeah, really good point. No, yeah, that's true.
It says it all.
Texting is just a quick thing to let people know that you're thinking about them and that you have an idea and that they should just kind of think about the idea that you had. It's a quick way to just, you know, get an idea out to somebody.
And that's fine.
A thought.
But if the other person is driving or doing something else, you might have an actual conversation.
You can't do it. Yeah, you can't do it.
It's not the place.
Right.
The other thing, what do you guys think about emojis? What's your take on those?
Oh, I love emojis.
Here we go.
I find them annoying.
I love them now. I love them now.
I don't know what people are trying
to
tell.
It here.
You have to go to the emoji dictionary to figure out if they put a string of them on there. What are they really trying to say?
Well, if it has some second meaning, you're saying?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't get it.
Well,
like
Andy,
why do we do it? It's like hieroglyphics. Going back into the ancient...
It is not like hieroglyphics.
Yes, it is.
No.
Yes, it is.
Well, now Android is giving you the ability to kind of create your own. You can combine the emojis together.
What is that supposed to mean?
What?
You can take one and mix it in with the other one.
Like,
you know,
it'll just generate
like
a new one, a combination of the two?
Yes. Yeah, it's a new ability.
Oh, here we go. I knew this was going to happen. No.
It's the eggplant and cucumber comparison again.
we're getting pictures and... Everybody in the company is going to say, what were we talking about?
Man, it's a GIF.
Yeah, or a GIF.
Let's not get into that now,
okay.
God. Oh, no.
Here they come. Now here we go.
I want to get to something so outrageous.
Please.
I can't hold back on this one. This is an ad from Missouri governor candidates. And it is so outrageously insulting that I'm almost speechless at this thing.
You're befuddled.
He's talking about, you know, cracking down on illegals, as he calls them. And standing next to him in this ad is a Mexican interpreter. He's Mexican, and he's interpreting in Spanish for all the other people.
Okay.
And it is so insulting and so dramatically bad. Here,
condescending?
Yeah, I have the audio, and I just want you to imagine this is Bill Eigel. He's a candidate out there in Missouri, and this is him in his new ad with an interpreter.
I'm Bill Eigel. I'm running for governor to crack down on illegal immigration.
Él es Bill Eigel y tomará medidas energéticas contra la inmigración ilegal.
No more taxpayer handouts for illegals, period. Nada. Zilch. Zero.
Oof. No más ilegales, no más dinero, no más fiestas.
Okay, now you got to imagine here. I just wanted to pause it here. You got to imagine that this Mexican interpreting Eigel's words basically is looking surprised and angry. Okay. You know, kind of insulted himself by what he is saying.
Who's playing the guitar? Is that
it's just the music?
Just recorded music.
All right, let's keep playing this thing.
Sending them back where they came from.
Ay, caramba.
Andre, arriba, arriba.
It's time to take Missouri back.
Yikes
is right. Okay. My gosh, every possible caricature. First of all, Mexican translator.
Yeah.
Being frustrated in the ad himself. Right. Then you have the effects. Of car wheel squealing by supposedly frightened immigrants in their lowriders, I suppose. I mean, this is just, I know that's cliche.
So, you know, it's over the top. I mean, it's disgusting.
I got this Mexican that was doing this in the ad. Yeah. I mean, how can you lower yourself to that?
Well, yeah.
That is just, it was one of the most grotesque things I have ever seen.
Something that has always blown my mind about the whole GOP argument about immigration, specifically from Mexico, is all of the states not on the southern border and why they seem to have such a problem with it. Like, sure, people can immigrate to any state pretty much that they want as long as they got the means to, but it's more of a problem down on the southern border. What problem does Missouri really have with all of this?
Right.
Yeah.
They say, well, 1,000 people are here or 100 people. You know, we have Whitewater where they have thousands of immigrants there. Mm-hmm. Suddenly, that's a huge problem. We shouldn't have them there. You know, this is an invasion of Wisconsin, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to present, we don't have time for this, but we'll come back with this. This is unbelievable. This is Valentina Gomez, and we'll get to her cut in just a few moments. And she has some nasty things to say. This is an individual who broken English, Spanish, and she has the most negative thing that you could possibly say.
Okay.
We'll get to that in a moment.
Coming up on the John and Gordy Show.
Listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Burrow has a lifetime comfort guarantee because you can't risk it when it comes to that all-important, never long enough, cozy dreamland we call sleep. You can't let something like a mystery-made mattress in a box get between you and that much-needed shut-eye. We will adjust the comfort of your mattress for its lifetime, and we call that a lifetime comfort guarantee. And for that, you gotta go to Verlo. American made, locally crafted. Welcome to Verlo.
Lake Ridge Bank presents Atwood Fest on Madison's East Side. Enjoy live music on three stages from local, national, and international artists, with plenty of food and craft vendors along Atwood Avenue, from Tex Tubs to Monty's Blue Plate. And bring the kiddos for Kids Fest, but don't bring the puppers. Leave your pets at home. Three stages, 30 bands over 2 days on Madison's East Side. It's time for Atwood Fest, Saturday and Sunday, July 27th and 28th. For a full music schedule, log on atwoodfest.com. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mad Radio WMDX, the John and Gordy Family Show.
This portion of the John and Gordy Show, sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them online at verlo.com or on Madison's East or West Sides.
All right, let's continue this discussion. This is Valentina Gomez talking about DEI hires. Now, this is just outrageous. The X tweet that this is what was said in the X tweet.
Valentina Gomez,
another candidate.
Okay.
Why is it always conservative women who can't speak clear English attacking someone like Kamala? This is all they have. They'll call her names and say she's a DEI hire.
Yeah.
So anyway, let's play 119 Valentina Gomez.
Kamala Harris leapt her way to the top, and Tulsi Gabbard already destroyed and exposed her in 2020. Kamala is just another DEI hire, and President Trump is going to eat her alive.
There it is.
Whoa.
Okay. Could you just play the beginning of that again just real quick?
Okay.
Kamala Harris leapt her way to the top, and Tulsi Gabbard already destroyed
her. Okay, all right. She slept her way to the top.
Yeah. They can say anything, apparently.
Prove it.
Yeah.
You can say whatever you want, but it shouldn't mean anything unless you can prove it. Unfortunately, it still means a lot to people who don't care about proof.
I don't know. You know,
they're just throwing it all out there and see what sticks, you know, against the wall. And, you know, if it sticks, then they'll use it again. But, you know, Kamala Harris was a prosecutor for many years, put a lot of people in jail on marijuana charges. you know, now she's hearing about that. I mean, they're using that. Well, that's when it was illegal, and a lot of those people were dealers and dealing other drugs as well, much heavier stuff. And then she was an attorney general. So, I mean, it's all going to come out, you know, good, bad, whatever. Right. But that is just over the top.
This attempt to appease and to attract more Hispanic voters is grotesque and really ill-informed. Now, do you have a texter saying, yet, to be honest, most Latinos who support Trump say they came here the hard legal way, so they don't like these cheaters, and it gives Mexicans a bad name, supposedly. But, you know, that's really a simplification that is just, you know, wrong, very wrong. There are a lot of people who have come to this country legally with green cards and with work permits, farm workers, they're here. And maybe some overstay their welcome. That's what happens. But, you know, I'll tell you what, you know, they're hardworking. And again, you know, the old statistic I remember was that 40% of the new businesses are created by immigrants in this country. So they're making a success of themselves. They're working hard. They're creating businesses and jobs for people. And they do supply a lot of help and work in this city, in this town, in this state as farm workers.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, it's been that way for a long time.
Yeah. And reform is definitely needed, and we're begging for reform on this. We need to update, you know, the visa process and the work permits that they need to get into this country. We need it. We need these people to come in here. We don't have the birth rate level that is needed to, you know, keep everybody working.
Yeah. And the farmers and ranchers, again, during the seasons, the growing seasons and the planting and harvest seasons, always need more help, especially in the southwestern and midwestern states.
Yeah. The harvest help, by the way, has a year-round permit.
Yeah.
But the dairy, which needs to be year-round, isn't. A lot of reform definitely needs to take place, and we, instead of vilifying immigrants into this country, we should be welcoming them and trying to develop a better system of getting people into this country.
We should get Pam Yonke in on this and talk
like
with her.
To hear what she,
reach out to her.
She's closer to all of this stuff. Yeah. She would know better.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or at least maybe the progress that's taking place on this particular issue anyway. So I want to get to something here. This is interesting. This is interesting. Trump, you know, as we just saw the headlines, Trump is going to take the gloves off now.
Yeah. No more Mr. Nice
no
Guy.
No more Mr. Nice Guy.
Now he's really going to get
out there. Crazy. He's going to say whatever the hell he wants, right? Yeah. And this is a cut 124. Trump is praising Hitler's generals. who would have thought that this was something anyone was thinking about in the first place? So let's check this out. This is Trump.
Oh,
this might be a little goofed up again, John.
Oh, 120, no.
124 is a J.D. Vance cut from earlier.
Oh, okay. How about Trump liked Hitler's generals?
No.
Nothing. I got nothing. I'm sorry.
All right.
Are you sending me the cut again? Did you put any of your cuts on the flash drive today?
I did. All right.
You know, in contrast, Joe Biden may have given the speech of his life last night. You know, 50 years of service to the country.
Yes.
And
we haven't talked about that.
Detailed all of the things that he's been involved with, not only through his history as a senator and, working his way through vice president and president. And it was a very, it was really a great speech.
It was,
handed the torch to the next generation.
Next generation, that's the big deal.
Yeah. And he said, although he reveres the office, he cares about the nation more. And it was really, it was quite moving and really, I thought, an excellent speech. I mean, you couldn't have said it better.
Right.
It was something.
Yeah, yeah. I thought it came across super sincere.
Yes.
And I always thought he was super sincere. You hear the critics, but I don't know what they're watching or how they're hearing it.
Right.
It's he's always been on the level. with a lot of people.
Absolutely.
I want to say at this point too that you know now, you know it's been reversed. The tables have turned. Now Trump is too old.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Who wants him in there?
Mm-hmm. Hey, that's going to wrap it up for us for today. But tomorrow, Rocker will be in the studio. We'll talk about the Maxing preview, but also Atwood Fest. We'll get a lot more details on that for the weekend. That'll do it for John and Gordy. We hope you have a great day. So long.
Goodbye, everybody. I'm just going to kick down the road here.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matinee on Air.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, we'll be revisiting some of Kamala's best moments versus Brett Kavanaugh, Bill Barr, and Jeff Sessions. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
Saving money in outdoor storage solutions now at Menards. Suncast sheds are perfect for storing toys, long-handled tools, and yard equipment. These sheds feature low-maintenance construction, easy assembly, and include a 10-year warranty. Saving money on Suncast storage sheds at Menards, America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. For J.D. Power 2024 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Save big money at Menards.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.